Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
A new organisation hopes to reconnect isolated Irish people overseas with their families back home, sparked by the case of a man whose recent death prompted a search for his next of kin. Éireann's Call, launched on St Patrick's Day, and comes as another support organisation, Safe Home Ireland, said it was dealing with increasingly complex cases of Irish people wishing to move home from overseas, often alone and often in crisis. I'm joined now by the CEO of Safe Home Ireland, which has been in operation for over 20 years and helps Irish people abroad who wish to return to live in Ireland, as we say, Karen McHugh. You're very welcome, Karen, to the programme.
Thank you for having me on, Cormac. Delighted to be able to speak about just what you've talked about now.
Yeah, it's a really important purpose that you have as well. Do you welcome the launch of this new organisation, Éireann's Call?
Yeah, we certainly do. As you said at the start, there are a lot of people who left Ireland who may have lost contact with family or loved ones, and life happens in between. So I think any organisation that can help either reconnect people is certainly welcome for us here at Safe Home Ireland.
Mm-hmm. How do you think they can help?
How they can help, I suppose, in many different ways. If anybody listening here has a relative maybe abroad and are not sure where they are, then perhaps they can get in direct contact with Éireann's Call. Their website, I understand, is éireannscall.org, and there is a feature on the website where direct inquiries can be made. As I say, we're not part of this organisation, yeah.
so you're
not something I can speak directly about.
So you might do similar work, or you might cross purposes in some ways, but you're a different organisation, and your organisation, Safe Home Ireland, has been in operation for 20 years or so. Are you still as busy as ever, Karen?
Yes, certainly we are as busy as ever. We are, I suppose, seeing an increase in people who are seeking to return home, and many in, I suppose, challenging and complex situations as well. And, you know, there are a variety of different reasons why that might be the case. I suppose one in particular that is, we feel has affected many people is COVID and the after effects of COVID and the impact COVID had on people living abroad. And we have a seminar coming up tomorrow in Galway, which will address some of the issues and the challenges for Irish abroad and those who want to return home. I suppose people left, and many did very well and had very successful lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, often there is that longing and desire for home as somebody gets older. And Safe Home was set up specifically to support older Irish-born immigrants abroad to return home to their native areas.
And you say now, it's becoming, or there are some cases that you're dealing with that they're more complex now. Why is that?
Well, I suppose I said COVID, not just in terms of COVID itself, but the after effect of COVID. Many people abroad lost their jobs. Maybe families became, I suppose, separated. There was disconnection. I think also people started to think more about home and more about what home means. And we work very closely with Irish centres right across the world. We also work very closely with consular services. So often we will get calls from embassies abroad in relation to maybe a person who, you know, has had difficulties and may need just to come home. And I suppose our service is quite unique in that we can assist people in those kind of challenging and crisis situations where, you know, they may not have that support abroad, mm-hmm. but they may have the family support when they come back here to Ireland. So it's, you know, there are various different reasons why people want to return home.
Okay. And you're there to assist them. Look, Karen McHugh, CEO of Safe Home Ireland, thank you very much indeed for joining us.